194, the number one hit music station. Getting close to the end of the school year. Getting close to maybe where a lot of you going back home. But, you know, a lot of people in the area here, they don't have any home to go back to any time of the year. We have Lindsay Miller with us from NDSU, who's got a big event coming up this Wednesday. That's Project Home Base going on May 7th. Lindsay, thank you for taking the time coming on with us today.
Thank you for giving me the time. I'm happy to be with you.
Love this event that you got going on here, this Project Home Base. Homeless awareness. It doesn't seem like we have a lot of that happening here. Where did the idea for you to guys do the whole Project Home Base come up?
Our big idea here, we're in a class together, the group I'm working with, in an honors class at NDSU. And we were given an assignment to create some kind of project that would impact the community of the Fargo-Moorhead area as a whole. And so this is what we came up with. And we're trying to raise awareness in Fargo-Moorhead about homelessness specifically, because we don't see it as much here. And we think if people realize it more, they'd understand how hard winters really are for people who don't have a heated home to go to, or who have to stay in the church for the night, things like that.
Well, I think you guys are definitely got on the right track here in the way you're promoting that awareness. I don't think there's any other better way you can go about it. And that's at the end of this thing. People are going to be spending the night outside in boxes.
Yeah, we're really trying to get people to come out and make it a fun thing, too, you know, with like competitions for who can build the best box house and things like that. But at the same time, we want people to be very aware that this is a reality for people in the area.
Well, I love the idea. Love that you guys are doing this. Lindsay Miller, NDSU, she's running that Project Home Base, all part of that going on next Wednesday. Lindsay, where can they go to get more information? And more importantly, where do they find you on that NDSU campus?
Well, on campus, we will be on Churchill Field, which is right outside the Memorial Union. We will be starting at 7. We'll have like waiver signing, registration, that kind of thing. And as far as finding more information, we have a Facebook event set up where you can find more info about like what's going on, who's going to be there, different events that'll be going on during the time.
Perfect. And of course, if you're looking for some more info, you can click the link right on this blog that says more information. That will get you everything you need to get in contact with Lindsay if you have any further questions. Now, Lindsay, you guys just aren't spending the night out in these boxes either. You guys got some other stuff going on to get this whole thing all kicked off on Wednesday, right?
That's right. We've got donation boxes out across campus right now. We're looking for things like razors, toothpaste, you know, toiletry items, food, clothing, anything you have that you might want to donate. And we want people to be aware that churches right now are taking on overflow from homeless shelters because they're all full. So the more you can donate, the better. And you can find those boxes around different NDSU buildings. They're all over. We're also having several speakers, Lori Baker from the SM Coalition for Homeless Persons, Sonia Elner from SM Dorothy Day House. You know, different people are coming, Jen Inquist from Churches United. And we also have the improv group coming as entertainment to be determined.
Can't go wrong with the improv group. That's how you get a great time started. And what a perfect time to ask for these donations, because how many people right now, you're going through that whole spring cleaning, you're going through your closets, you're finding all that stuff that maybe thinking, I'm just going to throw this away, or I'm going to throw it on the curb for cleanup week. Why not donate it to a great cause like this? They can bring that kind of stuff to you, right?
Absolutely. We'll take anything people have, you know, non-perishable, of course, but definitely we're looking for anything that'll help.
Lindsay, can't thank you enough for coming on today. I think you guys got a great thing going on Wednesday at NDSU. That's Project Home Base. It's next Wednesday, May 7th on that NDSU campus. Like I said, you can click that link that says more info. That'll get you everything you need. But Lindsay, maybe one more time, you can let them know exactly where it's happening on campus next Wednesday.
Okay, 7 p.m. next Wednesday on Churchill Field, we'll be kicking off with speakers, improv group, and then we'll be spending the night outside in our cardboard houses, you know, competition to see who can build the best house. And we'll be finishing up at 7 a.m. the next morning.
Love the idea. I think it's going to be awesome. You may even see me out there. And the question is, if it's a success, Lindsay, any chance we're trying this again when it's like zero below out?
Oh, gosh, I don't know about zero below. It's a reality for some people, but we want to make sure everyone participating is safe.
Well, hey, it's a great idea. It's all about homeless awareness. Lindsay, thank you so much for coming on with us today.
Thank you again.